Cambridge Assessment International Education, Cambridge IGCSE English as a Second Language, Paper 2, Listening. Exercise 1. You will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. Where did the girl's dad park their car?
How was swimming club?
Great, but I'm pretty tired.
I'm sure you are. But I'm afraid we've got a bit of a walk to the car. There wasn't a single space left in the pool car park.
I hope you didn't leave it at the train station like last time. That's miles away.
I'll never make that mistake again. It's actually next to the petrol station, which is much better.
I suppose so. But the supermarket's nearer, and that's got a huge car park.
Yes, but I'd feel bad parking there without doing any shopping. How was swimming club?
Great, but I'm pretty tired.
I'm sure you are. But I'm afraid we've got a bit of a walk to the car. There wasn't a single space left in the pool car park.
I hope you didn't leave it at the train station like last time. That's miles away.
I'll never make that mistake again. It's actually next to the petrol station, which is much better.
I suppose so. But the supermarket's nearer, and that's got a huge car park.
Yes, but I'd feel bad parking there without doing any shopping.
Question 2. What does the boy suggest doing with his friend today?
Hi, I'm calling about the tennis match we've arranged for today. The thing is, my ankle's still sore. I hurt it during yesterday's game, remember? Anyway, I was wondering how you'd feel about coming to my house to try out a new tennis video game I've got. I guess you'd prefer to watch the National Tennis Championship. We don't have the sports channel like you, though, and I can't get to yours because of my ankle. That also stops us going to see the new range of tennis rackets at the sports shop. Hi. I'm calling about the tennis match we've arranged for today. The thing is, my ankle's still sore. I hurt it during yesterday's game, remember? Anyway, I was wondering how you'd feel about coming to my house to try out a new tennis video game I've got. I guess you'd prefer to watch the National Tennis Championship. We don't have the sports channel like you, though, and I can't get to yours because of my ankle. That also stops us going to see the new range of tennis rackets at the sports shop.
Question 3. How is the boy going to help his mum?
Do you need anything doing, Mum? I could chop the vegetables for dinner if you like.
They're all sorted, thanks to your sister. Washing the car would be a real help, though. It's very dirty.
Oh, do I have to? It takes ages.
Well, I suppose the grass needs cutting in the garden. Actually, I suspect your dad would be far from happy if you did that. You know how much he likes doing it. Right, I'll get you a bucket of hot water and a sponge before I get going on all this ironing.
All right. Do you need anything doing, Mum? I could chop the vegetables for dinner if you like.
They're all sorted, thanks to your sister. Washing the car would be a real help, though. It's very dirty.
Oh, do I have to? It takes ages.
Well, I suppose the grass needs cutting in the garden. Actually, I suspect your dad would be far from happy if you did that. You know how much he likes doing it. Right, I'll get you a bucket of hot water and a sponge before I get going on all this ironing.
All right.
Question 4. Who has the girl just been to visit?
Hi, Leona. Where are you off to?
To my classmate Helena's flat. We're working on a school project together.
Oh, right.
I've hardly been at home all day, actually. I'm coming back from my grandma's house. She wasn't feeling well last week, so went to stay with my aunt and uncle for a few days. But she's better now and back at home, and I just wanted to check on her.
Ah, I see.
My older brother will go round there again this evening, but she seems to be fine.
Good. Hi, Leona. Where are you off to?
To my classmate Helena's flat. We're working on a school project together.
Oh, right.
I've hardly been at home all day, actually. I'm coming back from my grandma's house. She wasn't feeling well last week, so went to stay with my aunt and uncle for a few days. But she's better now and back at home, and I just wanted to check on her.
Ah, I see.
My older brother will go round there again this evening, but she seems to be fine.
Good.
Question 5. Which book is ready for the boy to collect today?
Hello, Daniel. It's Anna Gonzalez here from Central Bookshop. You ordered 4 titles recently, the first of which, How to Repair Your Bike, came in this morning. News about the history of castles isn't so good, though. Getting hold of a copy's proving quite a challenge, but we'll keep trying. There's a possibility that The Fish Identification Guide will be here later today, but tomorrow morning's more likely, to be honest. Countries of the World's published shortly, as you know, but at least one of your books is ready for collection if you're passing the shop today. Hello, Daniel. It's Anna Gonzalez here from Central Bookshop. You ordered 4 titles recently, the first of which, How to Repair Your Bike, came in this morning. News about the history of castles isn't so good, though. Getting hold of a copy's proving quite a challenge, but we'll keep trying. There's a possibility that The Fish Identification Guide will be here later today, but tomorrow morning's more likely, to be honest. Countries of the World's published shortly, as you know, but at least one of your books is ready for collection if you're passing the shop today.
Question 6. Where does the girl hope to go on holiday with her family?
Are you going away during the school holiday?
Yes, but we haven't booked anything yet. I'm hoping we can avoid spending 2 weeks looking round ancient buildings. I had more than enough of that last time. Beach holidays have never been my thing either, to be honest.
No. My ideal trip would be to a big city. The cinemas and shops would keep me busy for weeks.
I can imagine. Something less stressful would suit me better.
Like staying in a village by a mountain lake?
Exactly. In fact, I'm going to suggest that to my parents.
Are you going away during the school holiday?
Yes, but we haven't booked anything yet. I'm hoping we can avoid spending 2 weeks looking round ancient buildings. I had more than enough of that last time. Beach holidays have never been my thing either, to be honest.
No. My ideal trip would be to a big city. The cinemas and shops would keep me busy for weeks.
I can imagine. Something less stressful would suit me better.
Like staying in a village by a mountain lake?
Exactly. In fact, I'm going to suggest that to my parents.
Question 7. What does the boy miss about his previous home?
How is your new apartment?
Pretty good. It's so much warmer than the house we moved out of, despite not having a wood-burning fire in the living room like the old place. The balcony is nice enough, but not having a garden means I can't play football at home anymore, which is a bit of a disaster.
At least there is a park nearby.
I guess, but it's not the same. Anyway, the other difference is having only a shower now, though I hadn't used the bath at the previous house for years. It's not very environmentally friendly.
How is your new apartment?
Pretty good. It's so much warmer than the house we moved out of, despite not having a wood-burning fire in the living room like the old place. The balcony is nice enough, but not having a garden means I can't play football at home anymore, which is a bit of a disaster.
At least there is a park nearby.
I guess, but it's not the same. Anyway, the other difference is having only a shower now, though I hadn't used the bath at the previous house for years. It's not very environmentally friendly.
Question 8. Which work experience would the girl like to try?
Have you told our teacher your choice of work experience yet?
Yes, this morning. My dad's a chef, so he was trying to persuade me to continue the family tradition. I can't say coming home smelling of cooking's my idea of fun, though. I know lots of people would find being an office worker totally dull, but I can't think of anything better. Much rather that than getting covered in oil as a mechanic. I did wonder about helping out at a vet's until I realised how upsetting seeing all those sick animals would be.
Have you told our teacher your choice of work experience yet?
Yes, this morning. My dad's a chef, so he was trying to persuade me to continue the family tradition. I can't say coming home smelling of cooking's my idea of fun, though. I know lots of people would find being an office worker totally dull, but I can't think of anything better. Much rather that than getting covered in oil as a mechanic. I did wonder about helping out at a vet's until I realised how upsetting seeing all those sick animals would be.
That is the end of exercise 1. Now turn to exercise 2. Exercise 2. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear a boy giving a class presentation about environmental videos that he makes. Now look at questions 9 and 10.
My presentation today is on the environmental videos I make and upload. This is perhaps simpler than you'd imagine. There are literally thousands of websites and film clips on the internet, each of which contains someone guiding you step by step through the creation and uploading of videos. Attending classes on the topic was totally unnecessary thanks to that. So, why did I choose the environment as a topic? Well, unlike many students, I'd only developed a passion for it relatively recently, but I realized there were a vast number of issues contained within a single subject, which meant each video could be very different from the last. My marks in environment-related schoolwork have improved greatly as a result. My presentation today is on the environmental videos I make and upload. This is perhaps simpler than you'd imagine. There are literally thousands of websites and film clips on the internet, each of which contains someone guiding you step by step through the creation and uploading of videos. Attending classes on the topic was totally unnecessary thanks to that. So, why did I choose the environment as a topic? Well, unlike many students, I'd only developed a passion for it relatively recently, but I realized there were a vast number of issues contained within a single subject, which meant each video could be very different from the last. My marks in environment-related schoolwork have improved greatly as a result.
You will hear a teacher talking to a student called Maria about her progress in science. Now look at questions 11 and 12.
You're making excellent progress in science this year, Maria.
Thanks.
You've clearly researched each topic we've covered extremely carefully, judging by the reports you've submitted. And yours is always the first hand to go up when I ask questions in class. That's great. Better planning of the practical activities you do in class will mean you'll improve even faster.
Okay.
I know you're aiming to go to university. I'd advise against choosing an individual science subject, such as physics, because you're so strong at all of them. A degree in medicine would provide the kind of challenge someone as good as you needs, though, far more so than engineering, although I've no doubt you'd be excellent at that too. You're making excellent progress in science this year, Maria.
Thanks.
You've clearly researched each topic we've covered extremely carefully, judging by the reports you've submitted. And yours is always the first hand to go up when I ask questions in class. That's great. Better planning of the practical activities you do in class will mean you'll improve even faster.
Okay.
I know you're aiming to go to university. I'd advise against choosing an individual science subject, such as physics, because you're so strong at all of them. A degree in medicine would provide the kind of challenge someone as good as you needs, though, far more so than engineering, although I've no doubt you'd be excellent at that too.
You will hear two friends talking about a new cafe in their town. Now look at questions 13 and 14.
Have you been to that new cafe?
Yeah, I felt totally at home there from the moment I walked in.
It's like having coffee and cake at your favourite relative's house, but providing more choice of things to eat would make it even better.
It would. I'm so pleased it's open in the evening. It's the perfect time to go.
It'd be great to hang out there before school too. Shame it's shut then. Actually, I might ask if they have any jobs available.
I can imagine you chatting with the customers.
I meant in the kitchen. I'm hoping to do a catering course after leaving school, and it'd be valuable experience for that. And I'd have some extra cash, of course. Have you been to that new cafe?
Yeah, I felt totally at home there from the moment I walked in.
It's like having coffee and cake at your favourite relative's house, but providing more choice of things to eat would make it even better.
It would. I'm so pleased it's open in the evening. It's the perfect time to go.
It'd be great to hang out there before school too. Shame it's shut then. Actually, I might ask if they have any jobs available.
I can imagine you chatting with the customers.
I meant in the kitchen. I'm hoping to do a catering course after leaving school, and it'd be valuable experience for that. And I'd have some extra cash, of course.
You will hear two friends talking about playing the guitar. Now look at questions 15 and 16.
I wish I could play guitar as well as you.
You will one day. I benefited so much from having a teacher, but I only spent an hour a week with him. It's what I did between lessons that really developed my playing. So build practice into your routine. Without that, I'd never have been able to play the songs I love watching my favourite musicians perform.
Right. I'm buying my own guitar soon, hopefully.
Great. But go to a store which has loads of different ones in stock, and have a go on as many as you can first. That's what I did before I got my new guitar. It's better than relying on what others say about them.
I wish I could play guitar as well as you.
You will one day. I benefited so much from having a teacher, but I only spent an hour a week with him. It's what I did between lessons that really developed my playing. So build practice into your routine. Without that, I'd never have been able to play the songs I love watching my favourite musicians perform.
Right. I'm buying my own guitar soon, hopefully.
Great. But go to a store which has loads of different ones in stock and have a go on as many as you can first. That's what I did before I got my new guitar. It's better than relying on what others say about them.
You will hear two friends talking about a novel called Storm Beach. Now look at questions 17 and 18.
Have you finished Storm Beach yet?
Yesterday. Great book. I must have walked past displays for it in our local bookshop 10 times and not even noticed. I'm so grateful Mr. Levinson mentioned it in one of our literature lessons.
Me too.
I think I'm going to send a review of it to Teen Reads magazine.
Good idea. Anyway, the only bad thing about it is that there's so little direct speech in it.
I had exactly the same thought. Making everyone in it a teenager was an original idea, though.
It was. I sometimes can't wait to get through the last few pages of a book, but I didn't want this one to end.
Me neither.
Have you finished Storm Beach yet?
Yesterday. Great book. I must have walked past displays for it in our local bookshop 10 times and not even noticed. I'm so grateful Mr. Levinson mentioned it in one of our literature lessons.
Me too.
I think I'm going to send a review of it to Teen Reads magazine.
Good idea. Anyway, the only bad thing about it is that there's so little direct speech in it.
I had exactly the same thought. Making everyone in it a teenager was an original idea, though.
It was. I sometimes can't wait to get through the last few pages of a book, but I didn't want this one to end.
Me neither.
That is the end of exercise 2. Now turn to exercise 3. Exercise 3. You will hear a researcher called Jana Holonova giving a talk about sharks. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the talk twice. Now look at questions 19 to 26.
I'm Jana Holonova. My talk today's about the fascinating animals I study, sharks. Sharks have existed on Earth for millions of years. Several types still found swimming in our oceans have done so for almost 200 million years. Their ancestors emerged around 400 million years ago, but most of these disappeared just over 250 million years ago, due to sudden global warming. So where does the word shark come from? It wasn't used widely until the 16th century. Before this, the term sea dog described the large fish that sailors often spotted from their boats. A Dutch word, shirk, that roughly translates as bad person, is generally accepted as the likely source. Many different species of sharks are found around the world today. These are split into various groups, the largest of which, the ground sharks, is made up of just under 300 species, so well over half of the 500 or so varieties that live in our seas today. Of this total, around 450 types live fairly close to the shore. Sharks share many of their senses with humans, smell, vision, and so on. However, their eyesight's around 10 times better than ours, but their sense of taste is far more basic. Some don't even have tongues. They can smell exactly where food is located, though, a bit like how our ears tell us where sounds are coming from. Now, let's talk about shark skin. It feels rough, as though it's covered in tiny teeth. These are actually sharp enough to injure smaller fish, though their main purpose is to allow sharks to reach greater speeds through the water, a fact I found astonishing when I first heard it. Their rough skin also prevents animals that can harm the shark from growing there. Many people believe that if sharks stop swimming, they quickly die. A few species generate heat through movement, so if they stopped, their body temperature would fall and they would eventually die. Others would no longer be able to extract oxygen from the water if they stopped. All that had happened to the majority of sharks, however, is that they'd drop until they hit the seabed, as they have no way of controlling their depth if they're not moving. I've worked out some effective ways of handling sharks safely during my research. Rubbing the front of the head works with a few sharks, but not the species I study, which lose the power of movement if you turn them over, so their stomachs are facing upwards. Placing something over sharks' eyes has little or no effect. Sharks badly need our help. Over the last 50 years, an estimated 100 million have died each year due to human activities. That means 70% of sharks have been lost overall, with this figure rising to 90% in some species. Currently, around 30% of species are in danger of dying out altogether.
Now you will hear the talk again.
I'm Jana Holanova. My talk today's about the fascinating animals I study, sharks. Sharks have existed on Earth for millions of years. Several types still found swimming in our oceans have done so for almost 200 million years. Their ancestors emerged around 400 million years ago, but most of these disappeared just over 250 million years ago due to sudden global warming. So where does the word shark come from? It wasn't used widely until the 16th century. Before this, the term sea dog described the large fish that sailors often spotted from their boats. A Dutch word, shirk, that roughly translates as bad person, is generally accepted as the likely source. Many different species of sharks are found around the world today. These are split into various groups, the largest of which, the ground sharks, is made up of just under 300 species, so well over half of the 500 or so varieties that live in our seas today. Of this total, around 450 types live fairly close to the shore. Sharks share many of their senses with humans, smell, vision, and so on. However, their eyesight's around 10 times better than ours, but their sense of taste is far more basic. Some don't even have tongues. They can smell exactly where food is located, though, a bit like how our ears tell us where sounds are coming from. Now, let's talk about shark skin. It feels rough, as though it's covered in tiny teeth. These are actually sharp enough to injure smaller fish, though their main purpose is to allow sharks to reach greater speeds through the water, a fact I found astonishing when I first heard it. Their rough skin also prevents animals that can harm the shark from growing there. Many people believe that if sharks stop swimming, they quickly die. A few species generate heat through movement, so if they stopped, their body temperature would fall and they would eventually die. Others would no longer be able to extract oxygen from the water if they stopped. All that had happened to the majority of sharks, however, is that they'd drop until they hit the seabed, as they have no way of controlling their depth if they're not moving. I've worked out some effective ways of handling sharks safely during my research. Rubbing the front of the head works with a few sharks, but not the species I study, which lose the power of movement if you turn them over, so their stomachs are facing upwards. Placing something over sharks' eyes has little or no effect. Sharks badly need our help. Over the last 50 years, an estimated 100 million have died each year due to human activities. That means 70% of sharks have been lost overall, with this figure rising to 90% in some species. Currently, around 30% of species are in danger of dying out altogether.
That is the end of exercise 3. Now turn to exercise 4. Exercise 4. You will hear 6 people talking about taking part in their first talent show. For questions 27 to 32, choose from the list A to H which idea each speaker expresses. Write the correct letter A to H on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Now read statements A to H. Speaker 1.
I took part in a talent show last week, thinking it'd be the first and last time, but my performance showed enough promise to have another go. I'm astonished it went as well as it did, because the first competitor sang the same song as I was due to perform. So I rapidly decided to switch my choice of music. This actually helped reduce my anxiety about performing in front of an audience, as my own expectations weren't so high.
Speaker 2.
I play guitar and decided to enter a talent show at school. Considering I spent every spare minute I had practicing the piece of music I chose for it, I would have been amazed if I'd finished last. Even so, I wasn't expecting to be good enough to win, which is what happened. The people watching were mainly parents and other family members, so it's hardly surprising they clapped everyone so enthusiastically. But it was nice to hear, nevertheless.
Speaker 3.
I've played drums for years, and recently, a friend convinced me to take part in a talent show. I seriously wish I hadn't let her, because it was a pretty unpleasant experience, and one I won't be repeating. I played the track I'd chosen without a single error, but as I suspected all along, people go to talent shows to watch singers or bands, so the audience didn't know how to respond to a drummer, however good a performer they are.
Speaker 4.
I performed as a comedian at a recent talent show. Despite it being the first time I'd told jokes in front of a big audience, my stress levels were surprisingly low. Everyone laughed from the start, and this continued throughout my act, which I'd never have imagined, especially after what had happened when I told my jokes to my brother in preparation for the show. Having expected this to be my one and only talent show appearance, now I'm not so sure.
Speaker 5.
I recently performed lots of different magic tricks at a school talent show. The hall was packed with family members, as you'd expect, so it was totally understandable I felt a bit frightened. I'd seen the other competitors perform during the few practices we had together before the show and had convinced myself they were all far better than me. So coming fourth out of 10 was a surprise and made me think about possibly participating in other shows.
Speaker 6.
I've watched tons of TV talent shows, so when I actually took part in one, I had this picture in my head of performing in a theatre full of cheering people. The reality was somewhat different, though, as only a few turned up to watch. Still, they seemed to appreciate the piano piece I played, which I'd actually written myself not long before the show, and I enjoyed the experience enough to not let it put me off entering others.
Now you will hear the 6 speakers again. Speaker 1.
I took part in a talent show last week, thinking it'd be the first and last time, but my performance showed enough promise to have another go. I'm astonished it went as well as it did, because the first competitor sang the same song as I was due to perform, so I rapidly decided to switch my choice of music. This actually helped reduce my anxiety about performing in front of an audience, as my own expectations weren't so high.
Speaker 2.
I play guitar and decided to enter a talent show at school. Considering I spent every spare minute I had practicing the piece of music I chose for it, I would have been amazed if I'd finished last. Even so, I wasn't expecting to be good enough to win, which is what happened. The people watching were mainly parents and other family members, so it's hardly surprising they clapped everyone so enthusiastically. But it was nice to hear, nevertheless.
Speaker 3.
I've played drums for years, and recently, a friend convinced me to take part in a talent show. I seriously wish I hadn't let her, because it was a pretty unpleasant experience, and one I won't be repeating. I played the track I'd chosen without a single error, but as I suspected all along, people go to talent shows to watch singers or bands, so the audience didn't know how to respond to a drummer, however good a performer they are.
Speaker 4.
I performed as a comedian at a recent talent show. Despite it being the first time I'd told jokes in front of a big audience, my stress levels were surprisingly low. Everyone laughed from the start, and this continued throughout my act, which I'd never have imagined, especially after what had happened when I told my jokes to my brother in preparation for the show. Having expected this to be my one and only talent show appearance, now I'm not so sure.
Speaker 5.
I recently performed lots of different magic tricks at a school talent show. The hall was packed with family members, as you'd expect, so it was totally understandable I felt a bit frightened. I'd seen the other competitors perform during the few practices we had together before the show and had convinced myself they were all far better than me. So coming fourth out of 10 was a surprise and made me think about possibly participating in other shows.
Speaker 6.
I've watched tons of TV talent shows, so when I actually took part in one, I had this picture in my head of performing in a theatre full of cheering people. The reality was somewhat different, though, as only a few turned up to watch. Still, they seemed to appreciate the piano piece I played, which I'd actually written myself not long before the show, and I enjoyed the experience enough to not let it put me off entering others.
That is the end of exercise 4. Now turn to exercise 5. Exercise 5. You will hear an interview with a competitive skateboarder called Michaela Quayle. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the interview twice. Now look at questions 33 to 40.
I'm talking to 15-year-old Michaela Quayle, who's a competitive skateboarder. Michaela, how did it start?
I was learning to walk and Dad noticed I hardly ever fell over. As a skateboarder himself, he said, "Let's put her on a skateboard and see what happens." I was 18 months old. I couldn't do anything, but the balance was there. I've no memory of that, but I was never without my skateboard as I grew up. Other kids take toys on car journeys. I had my skateboard.
And when you were just 3, your dad took you to the skateboard park.
Right. Many skateboard parks are built like large bowls. You skate down into them and do tricks. I just stayed at the bottom. I didn't necessarily admire the older skaters. I just felt I was one of them and we were all doing this cool thing. I wanted to try tricks and was shocked when I realised how hard it was. But I didn't give up and eventually managed a small jump. I was delighted.
When did you take part in your first competition?
I was only 8 and didn't expect to come in the top 10, so I wasn't too disappointed when I came 12th. That was partly due to me slipping off my skateboard early on, which I couldn't believe I'd done. And anyway, there were just better skaters out there. Maybe I should have taken the chance to ask them for some tips, but I was just too tired and we headed home.
You now compete on a regular basis. Are you ever nervous?
Only when I find out I've qualified. That's because I have to start making decisions about my performance. Shall I attempt that new trick, which will give me loads of points if I get it right? Once I've finalised what I'm going to do, it's practice, practice, practice. By the time I'm at the starting point, I know I won't even think about what I'm doing. It'll just happen.
Skateboarding's now an Olympic sport. Has this led to differences in how people skateboard?
Well, actually, many young skateboarders go straight to special skateboarding schools to learn how to get maximum scores. They concentrate on doing big jumps. Higher, harder and so on. The basic techniques for the jumps are the same, but it's all about success. Of course, they are doing incredible things, but there's still a majority who skateboard because they enjoy it, improving as they go.
You don't want to try for the Olympics yourself. Why's that?
I've no problem with skateboarding being an Olympic sport. Some people I know have. It's just that there are competitions that mean more to me. The ones that matter are where you're up against people who've been around for a long time. Not kids like you're seeing at the Olympics. They're different skateboarding cultures, really.
Are there any benefits to skateboarding being an Olympic event?
Yes. Skateboarding events have traditionally been dominated by boys, and it can feel scary for others to try and get involved. There are people with disabilities who may not get to participate either. Anyone can get to the Olympics, and it's a real achievement, whether you win a medal or not. And it's drawn more attention to skateboarding within the sports industry, which means more investment in facilities for everyone.
Any advice for people who want to start skateboarding?
Just do it. Find people who will guide you. Skateboarders are a friendly crowd. They remember what it was like to not have a clue, and they won't criticise you. Do get yourself a decent board and wheels. Spend as much as you can afford. It makes a difference to how well you skate. Build your skills as you go, and don't be afraid to try things out.
Thank you, Michaela.
Now you will hear the interview again.
I'm talking to 15-year-old Michaela Quayle, who's a competitive skateboarder. Michaela, how did it start?
I was learning to walk and Dad noticed I hardly ever fell over. As a skateboarder himself, he said, "Let's put her on a skateboard and see what happens." I was 18 months old. I couldn't do anything, but the balance was there. I've no memory of that, but I was never without my skateboard as I grew up. Other kids take toys on car journeys. I had my skateboard.
And when you were just three, your dad took you to the skateboard park.
Right. Many skateboard parks are built like large bowls. You skate down into them and do tricks. I just stayed at the bottom. I didn't necessarily admire the older skaters. I just felt I was one of them and we were all doing this cool thing. I wanted to try tricks and was shocked when I realised how hard it was. But I didn't give up and eventually managed a small jump. I was delighted.
When did you take part in your first competition?
I was only 8 and didn't expect to come in the top 10, so I wasn't too disappointed when I came 12th. That was partly due to me slipping off my skateboard early on, which I couldn't believe I'd done. And anyway, there were just better skaters out there. Maybe I should have taken the chance to ask them for some tips, but I was just too tired and we headed home.
You now compete on a regular basis. Are you ever nervous?
Only when I find out I've qualified. That's because I have to start making decisions about my performance. Shall I attempt that new trick, which will give me loads of points if I get it right? Once I've finalised what I'm going to do, it's practice, practice, practice. By the time I'm at the starting point, I know I won't even think about what I'm doing. It'll just happen.
Skateboarding's now an Olympic sport. Has this led to differences in how people skateboard?
Well, actually, many young skateboarders go straight to special skateboarding schools to learn how to get maximum scores. They concentrate on doing big jumps. Higher, harder and so on. The basic techniques for the jumps are the same, but it's all about success. Of course, they are doing incredible things, but there's still a majority who skateboard because they enjoy it, improving as they go.
You don't want to try for the Olympics yourself. Why's that?
I've no problem with skateboarding being an Olympic sport. Some people I know have. It's just that there are competitions that mean more to me. The ones that matter are where you're up against people who've been around for a long time. Not kids like you're seeing at the Olympics. They're different skateboarding cultures, really.
Are there any benefits to skateboarding being an Olympic event?
Yes. Skateboarding events have traditionally been dominated by boys, and it can feel scary for others to try and get involved. There are people with disabilities who may not get to participate either. anyone can get to the Olympics, and it's a real achievement, whether you win a medal or not. And it's drawn more attention to skateboarding within the sports industry, which means more investment in facilities for everyone.
Any advice for people who want to start skateboarding?
Just do it. Find people who will guide you. Skateboarders are a friendly crowd. They remember what it was like to not have a clue, and they won't criticise you. Do get yourself a decent board and wheels. Spend as much as you can afford. It makes a difference to how well you skate. Build your skills as you go, and don't be afraid to try things out.
Thank you, Michaela.
That is the end of exercise 5. You now have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. I will remind you when there is 1 minute left. You have one more minute left. That is the end of the examination.